Hi, I'm Kathy Duplantis, and I'm so excited you're joining me today for Glorious Living. I know this program will bless you and strengthen your faith. I'm so glad you're joining me today, because today we're celebrating a very special thing, and it is our anniversary. So Jesse is here on the program with me, Jesse Duplantis, and of course Chrissy's here.
What an honor to be here on this monumental occasion.
It is monumental.
Happy anniversary.
This
thank
is
you.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
55 years.
Wow.
Come and on. We're still
double nickel.
The double nickel.
The double nickel.
55 years. I know we don't look old enough to be married.
You don't, but I do.
That's my faith confession.
We don't want no close-ups here. Put close-up on her. Put close-up on her. Leave
no,
me
no
back in the back.
No close-ups over here. Comet, happy anniversary. I love you both so much.
Thank you.
And I'm so excited to sit here and be a part of this, because God has done so many great things through your marriage, through your ministry. It's just awesome.
We've been married longer than you've been alive.
That's true.
Because you could be our daughter, and you're like a daughter to
us.
Like
so.
Thank you. I'll take it.
So we're here to give marriage advice. I guess.
Marriage advice.
Man, listen, I'm
going to
take some
advice.
Notes.
I'm going to let you do that.
Yeah, we just said don't kill each other. One of the things I think we often have joked about or talked about is don't let the sun go down on your wrath.
Yeah, there's a wonderful scripture. You know, that's a blessing.
Yeah.
So what are we going to talk about? Our anniversary?
That's right. You know, we're just going to reminisce and going to just talk about marriage in general.
Well, you want to talk about the day we got married?
Whatever's on your heart.
Well, no, it's whatever's on your heart.
You're the guest.
I'm the guest.
We like to flow
well,
with the
guest. Well, it was 1970, June the 6th, 11 a.m.
Or like you often say, a day in infamy.
A day in infamy.
This is
at
awesome.
Holy Rosary Catholic Church.
In Houma, Louisiana.
In your hometown, Houma, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. I was in the back with all my, what do you call those guys?
Groomsmen.
Groomsmen. And they caught me drinking the holy wine. I was a sinner. It's called BC, but not before Kathy, before Christ, you know.
Oh,
and
Brother
he
Jesse.
Couldn't believe it. He said, my God, it's holy. I said, yeah, it's good too, you know. Finally, we went out there and we had 22 people.
And you know what? You didn't even drink wine in those days.
No,
you drank a lot
did it,
of other stuff.
Yeah.
But you just did that to be honoring.
22 people.
It was there, you know?
22 people on the altar.
It was there, but no way.
22 people. You know how long it took them to get down there? I mean, 22 people standing on the altar. And boy, they all coming down. Finally, Kathy came out and as it just walked
well,
forward.
Well, I had, I think, 6 or 8 bridesmaids.
Wow.
You had 9 bridesmaids.
Well, 4.
18,
four.
And then you had the
mother, the little flower girl.
Yeah, the little flower girl.
Ring bearer.
And the one who carries the ring.
It was
a crowd. Let me just say that.
It had more people on the altar than in the church, because everybody else was already at the reception waiting.
Oh, they were waiting.
Getting ready to party.
Oh, they were partying, man. My God.
If I could go back in time to be on... In that church that day, I bet it was amazing to see.
You wouldn't recognize my hair was your color.
The chocolate brown.
Chocolate brown.
And long,
hair.
You couldn't see much of his ears.
I was skinny,
back in those
skinny.
Days.
It was nice.
It was nice.
No wrinkles on my face.
Yeah.
But the only thing bad about me was I wasn't born again.
That's right. I wasn't either. I didn't know what I was getting into.
But you was a good sinner. If there's such a thing.
Yeah,
Kathy just never
you
did that wrong.
You mentioned that.
Yes,
you always,
I don't know what attracted me to you.
I don't
to
know
me.
What attracted you to me at all. Well, of course, I had a body that wouldn't quit, you know.
No, so I said you
oh, I thought
to
it was me.
Yeah, it's not always about you.
Oh, he's like, yeah.
It's so fun. I'm having a good time. I don't know if y'all can tell.
We were young. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But it was a blessing. And
I was just 17.
That's right.
I just graduated from high school. So my birthday's in the summer. So in August, I made 18, and you were just 20.
20.
It's your birthday's in July. And
May 21.
May 21. So we always feel like we're going to qualify that.
Yeah.
Because I was still too young.
She wasn't pregnant. None of that kind of stuff. It was June brides. As far as I can remember, when a girl graduated from high school, they got married the next week. That's why they call them June brides. You graduated on usually May 31st. Mm-hmm. Even those that went to college. I don't know. You know, it just was just like that for some reason or another. But by that time, you know, a man my age at 20 years, I had been working full time a long time. Mm-hmm. So you could take care of your wife financially, those kind of things, you know. And in those days, not too many women worked, especially, you know, they took care of children at the home and things of that nature. But that all began to change and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And We didn't really have a honeymoon, did we? We didn't have any. Well, we were poor, man.
Some people would not call that a proper honeymoon.
No, it was not. No. It was not.
It was 3 days in New Orleans, which was close by because we had to drive.
I was under contract.
The fourth day, he was under contract to go to Texas, and that's what we did.
And that's when I started that musical career in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We rented an apartment in Arlington on Park Row. I don't remember the number of the apartment, man.
You don't
It was a one-bedroom apartment, man. It was something, you know. But here we go. We started playing and singing, and we've never stopped as far as work's concerned.
Right.
And even you became like an assistant manager at that.
I had a job.
A job.
I remember we got to know the managers of the apartment.
Kay and Larry Hamlin.
And they needed someone to be an assistant manager because their assistant manager moved away or whatever. And the benefit of being an assistant manager was that you got a two-bedroom apartment.
Wow.
Where before we went a one-bedroom apartment.
Right.
And all I needed to do was show the apartments every now and then, rent somebody, collect rent. Mm-hmm. He thought he was part of the crew. Mm-hmm. And he was always high on drugs or something at the time. I remember he thought he was helping. He went around to knock on every
220
door.
220 apartments.
Apartments.
With a screwdriver.
Tell him what you were doing.
And I said, do you want me to tighten up your air-conditioned vents? I was
stoned. That's the only thing he could fix. And I'm not sure if he did that right. But you were, you just wanted to do something because you're high on speed, I guess.
That was
not a good memory, but there's a lot of worse memories. But we have some good memories, too.
Yes, and that day, it was a blessing. I mean, we just decided to live. Mm-hmm. No matter how hard the work how long it was, and we were working. I mean, especially me, I'd go to work at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'd get back at the apartment about maybe 6, and then I'd play music from 9 to 1.
That's amazing.
It was constant. It was all the time. It was just
what I'm seeing, what I hear, all of the awesome stories of way back when, you both were committed to each other.
Amen.
And that's such an important part of marriage, that loyalty, even though things were going haywire and wasn't expected of what you really wanted at that time, you still had that loyalty and that commitment, which is missing in today's marriage. I see a lot in marriages, it's missing.
And it was a lot of pressure, not from Kathy, from the government, because the Vietnam War was going on.
Wow.
Boy, they were trying to grab everybody they could, especially a man my age, you know. Mm-hmm. And you just had to do, and I had to chase down those jobs and those nightclubs and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but you know, we were, even then, even though we didn't know Jesus, we were committed and united in vision.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And like you were saying, we're committed to each other, and then later, of course, when we got born again, committed to the Lord and the vision that God had for us for this ministry. Mm-hmm. But early on, I want you know, this, what we're talking about today is really an excerpt of this, is in our ministry magazine, Chrissy.
It is.
Our
June issue.
We're promoting the Visionary Conference, which is coming up in July. You don't want to miss that.
You don't.
Details about
July,
that.
July the 10th and the 11th.
10th
right?
and 11th.
Yes.
It's right there.
Great.
What a
great.
Beautiful magazine.
I tell you what, so many people come from all over the world. This thing has gotten, I don't mean it's privately, it's gotten big. Mm-hmm. But we don't talk about really Jesse the Plan's ministry's vision. We talk about the vision for the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. And registration is absolutely free. Mm-hmm. It'll always be free as long as I'm the head of this ministry. And there's nothing wrong with people charging that. I don't have a problem with that. But for me, I just like to live by faith. I've been living by faith so long, there's no other way for me to live. Mm-hmm. You know, I like living by faith, and God is so good. So if you'd like to come, you need to register. You'll be blessed by it. Mm-hmm. And it'll be a Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night. Very short, very powerful, 3 services. Come to New Orleans maybe a day early or whatever. You can go out and eat and enjoy yourself. And people just
stay
love
the weekend
that.
For Sunday service. I think you're preaching also on the Sunday service.
Yeah, I'm going to preach Sunday service, I think.
Coming in
and,
church.
And I hope you can come. You'll be blessed. You get to meet Chrissy in person.
I'd love to meet you. Come
she's,
on down.
She's beautiful on the camera. She's prettier in person.
Oh, well, God
Praise
bless
God.
You, boss.
Thank
you're
you.
My
Thank
favorite
you.
Today.
Thank you.
Yay.
Hallelujah. It's a blessing. You'll get to meet our staff. We've got
it's
a really great.
Great
staff.
It's so much fun.
And we couldn't do any of it without our faithful financial partners. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I mean, your faithful financial support is so vitally important. And the slogan that we have for this ministry is to reach people, change lives, one soul at a time.
Amen. That's right.
You see, I got born again watching Billy Graham on television, Kathy too. Now, if the partners of Billy Graham Evangelistic Association would not have supported Billy, I wouldn't have got saved. Because he wouldn't have been on television.
They were a vital part of what he did.
Yeah. Now, what we're doing now, you know, we've been in ministry 49 years, but I mean, we've been married 55. What has happened, social media is so phenomenal. So we're swinging a lot of our ministry right now towards social media more and more and more. And, you know, because a lot of young people, middle-aged people, they're not watching television much anymore.
Yes,
they're going
right.
online, you know, what they call it, Netflix or
yeah,
something.
And we're really getting close to, since we've been really increasing our social media presence in the last, since 2000, I think since 2020, I think we're getting pretty close to 100 million
views and people that contact.
That's awesome.
That's all, it's unbelievable, impossible, but it's doable.
Yeah.
But let me tell you why
we
do it.
That's just in the last 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me tell you why we do it, because of our theme. We create our world and walk in it.
Yes.
So if you're not a partner, pray about becoming one. Nothing too small and nothing too big. If you'd like to be a partner, you can go to JDM.org, and there's a donate button. You can donate if you want. If you don't want to, you don't have to. But if you want to, you can. You can use PayPal if you like, or you can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one if you want to, or you can select the giving on our free JDM apps.
That's great.
Or you can just send through the post office a donation that way. 100%, you heard me say it, 100% goes into world evangelism. I was thinking about this, and I think I said it on one of the Faith the Facts, or was it on one of my, I do so much television, the openings and closing. In all these years, since 1982, not $1, nothing has ever gone, everything you sent has never been paid toward interest. Well, we were debt-free in 82.
Oh, at that point. Debt-free
what I'm saying?
Since that point.
Yeah. And what happened is, all those years. And so, like, if you send $20, you know, a lot of times you'll send $20, and I'm being critical, just being truthful to a ministry, and of the $20, $12, $14 goes to interest. Mm-hmm. But the $20 you send here, whether it's $20,000 or $20, goes 100%. I'm very proud of that.
That is awesome.
You know, because there's a scripture in the Bible.
The ministry's really never been in debt because we were renting at some point.
Yes.
But us personally, we were in debt for a small.
Yeah, so we've been so debt free, it's unreal.
God helped us to get out of debt as well.
And it's just such a blessing. So partners, thank you.
Yes.
And I hope me and Kathy say thank you enough. Say thank you, Chrissy.
Thank you. Gracias.
Yeah. Because, you know, without them, you don't have a job.
That's right. Thank you.
You don't have a job and I don't have a job.
Well, we love what we do. It's not considered a job. It's just a calling. And it's an honor, really, to share the gospel. And we love it when we get comments. And Chrissy has some great comments.
I know. As you were talking, Brother Jesse, I thought about a lot of the testimonies we get in on a daily basis from people all over the world. And this one's from India.
India.
It says, love from India. Brother Jesse, you have helped me so much. You have no idea. Thank you for your teachings.
Praise God.
Is awesome to read this because here we are in Destrehan, Louisiana.
Yeah.
We're typing things out. We're doing magazines. We're ripping and running and doing all this great things for the kingdom of God. And we get to have a point of contact through social media from people from India, Australia, Norway. I mean, you name it. And it's absolutely amazing and encouraging. And it's because we're spreading the love of Jesus, loving on purpose. And it's just so fantastic. And it's because you two got hitched. And I'm just so thankful for that.
Well, you know, me and Kathy, we believe in anniversaries. And our anniversary, June the 6th of this year, be 55 years. But you celebrated your anniversary of being saved.
My spiritual birthday, 52 years.
52 years. And mine will be 51 years Labor Day weekend of 2025.
The end of August,
So, you know, it's such a blessing of the Lord. And God is so good and gracious. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we just enjoy that. You know, we long-term people.
Right.
Long-term marriage, long-term ministry, long-term friendships, you know, and things of that nature. You know why? Because we care about what God cares about.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what He cares about? The world. He really does. God gave me a statement years ago. He said, Jesse, make me wealthy. I've said this so many times, I thought, well, you ain't doing too bad. You know, you got gold streets, diamond barrel, jasper, onyx, ruby, pearly gates, you name it. And He said this, and it shocked me when He said it, Chris. He said, I don't count my wealth that way. I count my wealth by the souls I touch, by the souls that I say. And He said, now go out there and get me wealthy. Now you want to know why me and Kathy and Chris, we work, this ministry works 24/7.
It does.
To reach people that, like you, maybe they're not born again.
Right.
And if you want to be born again, you can. Mm-hmm. How do you do that? Pray this, Father, in Jesus' name, forgive me of my sin.
Yes.
I say it with my heart. I receive my forgiveness in Jesus' name. Now, my statement, welcome to the family.
Mm-hmm.
Don't complicate that. It is so simple, mm-hmm. and yet so profound.
Yes.
And we want to know if you just got born again in that little prayer.
Yes.
Write us, call us, mm-hmm. text us, however you do, all that kind of stuff. And it'd be such a blessing.
Right. When you believe it with your heart and declare it with your own mouth, it transforms your life. And not only your life will be changed, but your family's life will be changed. Our family's life was changed when I got born again and I said that prayer. And then almost 2 years later, you said that prayer and our life was changed radically forever together. Mm-hmm. And we became united in purpose. In fact, I want to read this scripture because it is in from my book, The Power of Prayer, which I talk about the same subject we're talking about, how we got married and how we were before. And I think I have an excerpt from it in the magazine.
It's the article in the magazine.
Loving on Purpose.
Awesome.
That you can read too. You can always go get that digital copy. But I just want, just one verse is so important that everyone needs to know. It's the words of God. And Genesis chapter 2, verse 24 says, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. That is so important to fulfilling any vision or dream that you have in your life, is that the married couple has to be one flesh, have one vision, one purpose, not just going after what they want, but going after what God wants. And that's the secret to our success.
You see, we're one flesh because we're married. But we also married to God, we one spirit.
Mm-hmm. That's so good.
Christ in you, not on you, not around you, not about you. Christ in you, the hope of glory.
That's so
God
good.
Was made flesh. That's hard to comprehend in the mind. And dwelt among
you.
Yeah, and you know, that was Jesus' prayer that John chapter 17 records so beautifully before he went to the cross. He says, my prayer, Father, for them is that they would be one, just as we are one.
Yeah.
And that is really the key of it. When a marriage to be a blessing or a success, you really have to realize you are one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And don't fight each other against that one purpose.
That doesn't mean if you're mad, you're not going to. You got to understand, we're one, but Kathy has her own personality.
That's right.
I have my own. You know, that's one thing I love about God. He don't break free will. Yeah, do we argue? Well, sure we do. And,
we discuss very loudly sometimes.
Yeah, what do you call
it? Passionate discussion.
Passionate discussion.
Ain't nothing wrong
with
that.
I never heard that before.
A little passion. I like that word, passion. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's all about. But you know, I mean, there's another scripture, we don't let the sun go down on our wrath.
That's so good.
Wow. You see, you know what I'm saying? And it's just such a blessing to be married. It's such a blessing to be saved. Mm-hmm. Blessing, see?
Yes.
And it's wonderful. That doesn't mean the world's not easy. It's not easy. The world's tough. Mm-hmm. But greater is he who's in us than he who's in the world.
That's so good.
So I want to thank you for asking me to marry you.
We're going to do that again. We're going to do that again.
Drink my water. My business.
That's Jesse's side of the story.
No, it's the true side.
It's the partial.
Should we go through it again?
Chrissy, what do you think? Is it interesting enough?
Let's have a drink. We'll have a cup of water.
Well, actually, I'll tell you the whole story. See, Doug, he starts the story midway. My part of the story is I tell the whole story. So it's the truth.
Okay.
Nothing
details.
But the truth.
I want you to tell the whole story, and I want you to listen to her words. Go.
Okay. Well, I remember we started dating, mm-hmm. and we were enjoying each other's company. We mm-hmm. weren't dating any. And so I said, I think maybe in about 6 months or whatever. And you said, hey, I think we ought to get married. Well, let's get married. I'd like to marry you.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm too young to get married. I'm not going to marry
you.
What
did I say?
And you said, okay.
Okay.
And so you asked me. That to me, that was an ask.
Okay. All right. Keep
that
going.
That was full on an ask.
Keep going.
Tell me, wasn't that an ask?
Judge it yet. Don't judge it. Keep going.
And it was a decline. I said, no, I'm not.
No way.
And
I'm
did
not
I say?
Ready. But I still wanted to date him.
And it didn't make no difference to me. I went, okay.
It was an eventually. It was like, I'm too young. Like, can we wait a little
while?
I didn't even go there. But we continued to date.
Tell the story.
We continued to date. And then after a while, I'm just thinking, okay, well, maybe that's a good idea to marry. But he needs to know that I've changed my mind. And so I said, Jesse, you can ask me to marry you now.
Wait, stop. Isn't that asking you to marry?
No, it's asking you to ask.
Yeah, but isn't that?
Oh, well, this is really hard to decipher.
No, I don't think it's hard. Right. It's simple. It's simple.
Hey, you want to raise, agree with me.
Yes.
You can get paid off.
I can be boss.
She asked me to marry her.
Can I ask this question? How long, Sheila? I feel like, let me just put my two cents like I know anything.
Go ahead.
How long was it between the time you said, no, I'm too young, and will you ask me again?
Several months.
Boy, you grew up fast. It's several months.
It was not like the next day, for goodness sakes. I knew it was a while. We continued to date. But, you know, I still was young. I was like a sophomore.
Oh, God, me too. I mean,
that
I was young
myself.
That
is very young.
It was very young. I wasn't sure.
But it was a different time. It may be young now, because you're thinking now. But back then, people were working.
I can understand why he wanted to marry me. I mean, really, I really think
I love
so.
Well, you know, you do say Pastor Kathy's timeless elegance, and that's
yes,
very
true. Yes, she was. Oh, yeah, Kathy, that was a beautiful
person.
But I'm
so glad that he did accept.
When you asked me to marry you, go ahead, say it, say it. You almost said it right there.
He did accept my invitation to ask me. He did accept my invitation to ask me to marry me. And so he did. He didn't ask me.
And what did I say? I went, okay.
No, you said, okay, will you marry? I said, yes, we'll marry. But, and so we had this long engagement. So I said, it can't be till after I get out of high school. I'm not ready. I need to finish high school.
Fine.
And you said, of course. And then I remember at some point, just a few months before the wedding, invitations had gone out. I mean, I had planned everything, flowers. I did, Mama let me plan my whole wedding. And so he says, you know, I'm thinking twice about this. Maybe we should postpone it.
Yeah, I said
so that. He said the word postpone to me, and I looked at him straight on. I'm sure my eyebrow went straight to the head, right to my hairline, and I said, it's now or never. That's what
just
I told
like
him.
That song.
Now
it's
or never.
It's now or never.
I didn't hear the song, but I may have written that
and
song.
And the reason, I said, okay, you know, my dad
tell
was
him.
Freaking me out. He said, let me tell you something, son, about these girls. I thought, what are you going to say? He said, you know, when you go out, she barely eats anything when you go on a date.
That's not true. I ate everything.
He said, after they get married, they eat like horses. And let me tell you something.
I didn't.
They love shoes. You'll never can buy them enough shoes. Shoes. If you build a house, shoe closet. Well, I got to think, good God, man, all that kind of stuff.
He was playing you.
But yeah, he was playing me and everything. But I'm glad. So June the 6th came, 11
so
a.m.
So you said, when
Holy
I
Rosary
said now
Catholic
or never,
Church,
you said okay.
I said okay.
Oh,
I mean, I didn't
yes.
really want to postpone it, but I didn't, you know, I didn't know, you know. I,
we're both very
and
young,
plus,
too.
Plus this, I had Vietnam screaming at me. I had the draft board coming at me with everything. Wow. They were drafting every 18-year-old boy, 19, 20, as fast as they can to get them in Vietnam, you know. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it just, so that pressure. And I thought, man, I don't want to get married. And bam, I'm on my honeymoon. They call me up and I got to go. You know, all kinds of stuff. Things of that nature, you know, I'm not making an excuse for it. It was a tough time. And I like when one person said to me, an old Texas man, tough times don't last. Tough people do. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We started this marriage and been together. We've never walked out on each other.
I love that.
We've never separated.
Right.
Never. None of that kind of stuff. She's never hit me. I've never hit her. And she headbutted me one time, but she says she was sleeping, and it was a lie.
I gave him a warning. We were just married just a few months.
She headbutted me.
I leaned in.
I got it. Let me tell you something. I was sleeping. I woke. You know, you can feel somebody around you. You know, when
woke
I woke up,
us.
And there was Kathy's face right there in the bed. And I went, what? And she's going like, I went, what? Bam! She headbutted me, man.
I don't know
and
why.
And then she
I did
woke
that.
Up. And she woke up, man.
Oh, my job said, I must have been asleep. And I was. But I did. He must have done something that aggravated me. Because I can get very upset in the night if I dream something. That he did.
Oh, yes.
And so I did that. And so it's like I told, I was like a warning, like a shot across the bow. There's more where that came from.
Yeah.
And so, you know what? It's like it worked. I haven't had to do it again.
Well,
not to remind you,
you got to sleep sometime. It might happen again.
It was just amazing. And if she'd have a bad dream that I did something, she'd be mad all day. And I'd say, it was a dream. I didn't do that. You know, I'm sorry. Just say, okay. You know,
but that's the key, though. We've always been able to talk things out, even if there's a misunderstanding. And that's really the key to a great relationship.
It is.
And even
people ask
things out. Shout to the Lord.
But you know, people.
Have you ever done that with him?
Really want to talk about me? I mean,
I'm just trying to. You know, we're coming to a close to the
to the conference
program,
to the marriage conference,
to this marriage, the program. But the key, to, you know, a lot of people always ask us, what's the key to a good marriage? And I often say, being able to forgive.
Yes.
And that's really true. We've upset one another from time to time, misunderstood things, but when we were able to talk it out and forgive each other.
But the key to a good marriage is keep the door locked so she can't leave, and you can't leave. And you're going to have to repent.
That's so
no, it's talking and forgiving and loving on purpose, which that article is really all about. It's a great teaching, and I think, in marriage relationships, so get that if you can.
It's a wonderful word because it affords you anchorage in the times of battle.
That's great. You know,
it puts a foundation.
I want to read these two verses just because this is, we've been trying to gear a lot of these Glorious Living programs to Bible studies. It's really a little touching on a few scriptures. Now, more telling our story.
Keep that thought because I want to hear what you're going to say.
Because I write in here scriptures, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 33 in the Amplified. It says, however, let each man of you without exception love his wife as being in a sense his very own self, and let the wife see that she reflects and reverences her husband, that she notices him, regards him, honors him, prefers him, venerates him, and esteems him, and that she defers to him, praises him, and loves and admires him exceedingly. And that's important, and I do that for you. But you know what? It's never enough.
Give it, I need to take them out.
And then the another verse in, let me just finish it because it's the companion verse to that that's in here in my book. It's 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7 and 9. It says, likewise, you husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor to the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Finally, be ye of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that you are therefore called that you should inherit a blessing. That's two powerful verses that help any marriage relationship.
So, I love that so much. No, I love that you read that, Pastor Kathy, because just listening to it, I reflect on my own marriage to my Guatemalan stallion, Luis.
Luis,
if you're watching.
He's a good guy, man.
And his little mini-me, Sophia.
Oh, yeah, mini-me. We took a picture yesterday, and it was like it was holding him up.
Well, she's definitely a little girl, but that just so
it's
much
ridiculous.
Alike.
It's a little crazy. It's like, am I the nanny? Like, what happened? I had a friend on Facebook comment underneath the picture, honey, I shrunk my husband. That's what it looked like. So we've that's the truth. We've been married 11 years. And it's been nothing but wonderful. Yeah, we have our communication styles, you know, sometimes I want to have a passionate discussion.
I understand.
And then he's falling asleep and I'm like, you need to wake up. But he doesn't do that anymore. But I love watching the two of you in your marriage. And we take that from you guys because we've had a wonderful time getting to know you both. And as our pastors and our spiritual mentors, we go get lunch together when we run into each other. And what I find we have in common is, you know, you both are best friends.
Thank you.
And I feel that with Luis and I as well.
Sure.
When I look at we have fun, we're laughing, it's not too serious, you let things go. And I think that is what I've learned and what we've both learned from your marriage. So I just wanted to say thank you
for thank
that.
You for saying
it's very
that.
True.
That. Well, I have a word for the men. If you really want to be successfully married, go, when you finish watching this, go back in time and look at the Mighty Mouse cartoons. Mm-hmm. Mighty Mouse.
What is he going to say?
And then come flying through the door like Mighty Mouse. Here I come to save the day. And you know what? That's what the man does. He saves the day. Everything's happy. And it's wonderful.
And then we'll say, that's my hero.
Hallelujah. What a blessing of God.
Oh, well, thank you so much for being a mighty man of God. I didn't say mouse. Mighty man of God. And so we're saving the day again on our Glorious Living program.
This was so much fun.
That's great.
Who else has a job like this where they get to sit in this beautiful studio with two generals of the faith and just have fun and the joy of the Lord's flowing? And I know you can feel it as well watching today.
Yeah, well, it's just a happy anniversary, Catherine.
Thank you. Happy anniversary to you.
What do you want? I hadn't bought it yet. Let the
really?
Lord lead you. Let the Lord lead you.
I don't need a thing. Just having you is enough.
That's
my gift. You're my gift.
You hear what she said? I want a copy of this video. What she said is enough.
And what do you want?
You know, I have it. I have everything I can think of.
Yeah, me, right?
Now, yeah, that's right. I don't, when I go into Louis Vuitton, I'm just looking. Kathy Bynes, see, nothing wrong with that. I have no problem with that. You know, I've had so many people ask me, what do you want, but Jesse? I honestly have everything. I'm talking about physically now. I'm talking about things, if you want to call it things. I can't think of anything I want, but I'll give you an idea how she listens, because she knows, I mean, I don't really buy a lot of things, you know. But to make a long story short, we were in a store not long ago, actually in a jewelry store, and some good friends there. And I was just working, you know, Kathy just, you know, shopping, you know, grazing, like you say, you know, looking around. And I walked up and I saw this watch. Now, she knows I got enough watches. I mean, I got enough. That's not the issue, you know. And I looked at it and I went, boy, that's a pretty watch. And you heard me say it, I think. Oh, well, you were
close. Yes.
And she said, well, you want it?
I actually pointed it out.
I said, you want it? I said, well, not really. No. She said, I'm buying it for you.
Wow. Yeah.
But I didn't argue. I said, okay. You know, and so that's what I mean.
A few months, maybe a month ago. So maybe you already got your present. Yeah, early.
I look at it like,
I'm early. So thank you, Kathy.
One of the greatest things she ever gave me one time, but over a watch. And I think it was my birthday. We were in Honolulu. I was preaching for Art and Kuna Sepulveda. It was a wonderful time. I think it was at that time. And with Jerry Savelle and Carolyn was there too, I think. So maybe I just was there. And she called me and she said, where are you? And I had saw, I can't remember that name of that big, great basketball player. Oh, what's his name?
LeBron James.
LeBron James, yeah. And he put his hand up like this, and he had a white watch on.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, man, I'd like to have a white watch. I've never had a white watch. So I got out of my room, Kathy and Yahweh, at the Ala Moana Mall, and I walked down, and it said Chanel, the store. And I think Chanel, think in terms of, you know, women's stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Well, I walked in there, and it had a whole place of men's stuff. And I said, I was watching ESPN, and I saw LeBron James had a white watch. He said, oh, yeah, we sold it to him.
Wow.
I said, you did? This in Honolulu, Kalakaua Avenue, right there. And I said, I like that one. He said, well, there's only one left. And I went, oh, okay, I'll take it. Well, then Kathy called me and said, where you are? I said, she said, I want you to meet me at a Cheesecake Factory, I think. And I said, I'm at Chanel. Chanel? I said, yeah. And I told her the story about ESPN and what. And she said, buy that watch. I'm giving it to you for your birthday. And I said, oh, okay. And she said, pay for it. I went, okay. You know, that's just the way it was, you know. Because my money is her. How you say that? Your money. How you say that about money?
Your money is my money, and my money is my money. I have actually a piggy bank with a big piggy bank at the bottom, a smaller one at the top. The big one at the bottom says her money. Yours says
right
his money,
bottom.
And it goes right through to Bob's. But
I don't really buy things very much. Now, I like artwork and things, but I'm talking about something personally, you know. But Kathy watches me, I guess. If I'm in a place, she sees something. And she's like, well, let me get you that or something.
That's awesome.
So it's nice, you know.
Yeah.
And thank God that we can, that, you know. People say, how come y'all so blessed? We sow seed.
Usually what he'll do for me is he'll get me a beautiful bouquet of roses.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's usually a colored rose, and in the middle he'll put like the white rose, which, because he doesn't write the card out, that's his signature.
It's
the
his
white
signature.
My signature is my
white
hair.
Rose. I love that.
And people recognize me because of his hair. Even children look at me and go, Jesse.
But it's been white for so long, he's getting gray in his 30s, and by 40, I think he's white-headed.
I mean, my hair, my chest is getting white. That's
more information than they really want.
Yeah, actually,
you're getting to know us today.
I was shaving this morning.
I think we're running out of time.
I was shaving this morning, and I combed my hair, and I said, the hair under my arms are getting white. Good God, I can't see it.
Even more information.
Well,
thank you, Jesse, for being here today.
Well, you know, I've crossed the, almost cross
the Rubicon.
I'm 75. I'm in 3 months. Next month I'll be 76. So I've run over the 70 going this way. But I feel good, and God's good and gracious.
Yeah, so. And I'll be 73 in August. So we grew up together.
You don't
I raised
look
you.
Yeah,
I raised you. He didn't have any gray hairs. He had one hair on his chest when I married him. I put the rest there.
Yeah,
I helped raise him because his mother didn't finish.
Oh,
she didn't do a good job. She Now he picks up the clothes off the floor after himself.
I used to start undressing, just throw it on the floor. Mama right behind me picking it up.
And that, those days are
Kathy
gone.
Never learned that.
No, I did not.
I can relate to that.
But we've had a successful marriage, I would say.
It's absolutely.
And we're
going to
keep on going until Jesus comes. And
What we pray for, and I know we're going over time, is we'd like to go together. You know, everybody has a personal rapture, which means you pass away, you go home, be with the Lord. But me and Kathy, we want to go in the rapture.
The rapture, yes.
The ride. Big one. The
we
big
want to take the
everybody
ride.
Together. I think that would be a great, great time. And it's coming.
Could be today. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Hallelujah.
Arrive in heaven with Jesus.
Anyway, thank you for letting me come.
Thank you for being here. I know it's been a fun
this
time,
is so
Chrissy.
Great. I love it so much.
Thank
just
you.
Being with you both and celebrating with you, hearing Amen. Fun stories. It was awesome.
It's good. Thank you.
Thank you, and happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, God.
Thank you. And thank you so much for watching today. Be a part of this great program. It's so much fun. We love it every time you come into Studio C. I hope you'll be here to watch me again next year. And we'll have a great time around the Word of God. God bless you. Have a fabulous day.